Too Much Rock Podcast number 789. I am your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with a dose of sunshine pop there from The Melons from Salt Lake City, the song Things Gone By. That's on the band's new album, The Melons in Color, which came out June 19th on Earth Libraries. As I said, excellent sunshine pop there, sometimes a little more into the Beach Boys extravagance and sometimes into kind of the silly Cassinet's Cats land, but it's a wonderful album and perfect for summer weather like this. I got good music for you this week. We're going to continue on with some. This is Bob Azam with the song The Last Time.
And I've told you twice, but you never listened to my advice. You don't try very hard to please me. Girl, you've got to never leave me. This could be the last time. This could be the last. About tomorrow, the love you've got can only bring me sorrow. The love you've got never did please me. With all you've got, you sure do tease me. This could be the last time. This could be the last.
I wanna go out, I wanna go out. What can I be?
back to the podcast. We just heard from The Outlets, that's with two E's, because of course it is, with the song Born in a Band T-shirt. That's included in Japuta's Double Feature Volume 6. That's a 2 7-inch set. 1 7-inch is The Things, I think, from LA. And then The Outlets, they're an international band, maybe based out of Berlin, if I remember correctly. That track there, just a delight, came out July 10th on Japuta Records. Before that, we heard from Bob Azam with the song The Last Time. Yep, that's a Rolling Stones song. That was on his New Sounds record that came out in 1968. I've been looking for the 1969 album. I think it's just self-titled, Bob Azam and the Great Expectations. I couldn't find that one, but I did find this one. I'm glad I picked that one up. It's got some gems on it, everything from, I don't know, kind of easy listening to kind of straight up jazz, that weird, bizarre psych take there on the Stones song. It's got a bit of everything, and it's a Crate Digger's dream with some excellent breaks in there, and that's kind of how that album rose to prominence, folks finding fun breaks in it. Anyway, I got more music. Let's continue on here. I've got one from the Drip Edges. This one's Everything's Gonna Have to Be All Right. That was The Circulators with the song Catalytic Converter. That's on the band's album Insufficient Fun, which came out back in 2024 on Total Punk Records, that band based out of San Francisco. That would have been on my wish list for a long time. Just finally pulled the trigger on that. Glad I did. Just revved up wonderful punk rock there. Before that, we heard from the Drip Edges with the song Everything's Gonna Have to Be Alright. And that's on the EP Kicking the Tires on the Clown Car, which came out in 2025. Just self-released digital-only affair there from that Memphis band. Saw them a few weeks ago and here in Kansas City, and they put on a great show. So I went and downloaded that one, and I'm, again, glad I did. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Got something here from the local boys. This is Blackpool Lights with the song When I'm Gone.
So you don't forget.
is Descartes à Kant with the song After Destruction. And that's the title track of the band's album that came out in 2023 on Cleopatra Records. The band, either from Mexico City or Guadalajara, not sure which, saw them play in Kansas City a few weeks ago as part of a big package tour. Put on a fantastic show, so much fun. So I did pick up that album. The album carries that same sort of arc through it, lots of interstitial pieces, fantastic story, and the songs are pretty darn good too. Before that, we heard from Blackpool Lights with the song When I'm Gone. That was on an EP called Oki Baroki, which came out in 2010 on Legion of Boom, just digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp. That was kind of before the album there, kind of when Jim Suptic was first getting his feet under him with that new project there. The songs aren't as good as the ones on the album, but that one is a winner, I think. Got a real feel to it that I love. Anyway, I guess I should go ahead and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 789, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media network like Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, there's lots of things happening around town. On the 13th, I Promise the World is playing at Rhino. Still Ill is at Arts on Broadway. On the 15th, Waves is playing at the Bottleneck. Phasers to Kill are at the Mini Bar on the 16th, while Melvins are at the Record Bar. And Cool 100s are at Farewell. On the 17th, Conan is at the Bottleneck. Big Summer Showcase is at the Warehouse that day, while Reviser is playing at the Mini Bar. They say that's their last show for a while. On the 19th, No Cure is playing at the Rhino. 23rd has Kaza at Record Bar. Corners of the Sky are playing an early show at the Replay. And Hostile Takeover is playing outside at Mercy Seat. On the 24th, we have Sleepy Time Grilla Museum at Record Bar. Creepy Jingles are at the Replay. I think that one's with the Sluts, maybe. 25th, Thong Gag is playing at Tower House. Deco Auto is outside at Velo Garage. RX Ghost is playing the late show at the Replay. Effigies are at the Record Bar. 27th, we got Snooper playing at the Record Bar. Sleep Theories at the Truman on the 28th. 30th, you have The Format at the Bottleneck. Full Bloods at Record Bar. And the 31st, Cataphract is playing at Janitor's Closet. Nan and the One Night Stands are at Velo. And Eggs on Mars are at Hillsiders. I think that one is with Creepy Jingles as well. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Creepy Jingles, Lauren Lavelle, and Heidi Gluck show that happened at the Greenwood Social Hall. And I think there's probably photos and videos of that Christian Death, Gene Loves Jezebel, Descartes à Kant, and Black Season Witch show that happened a long time ago at Record Bar. That's how far behind I am. Anyway, I do have time for one more track here. I've got one lined up from the A100s. That's a ska band from San Diego playing kind of the, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of rock steady, a little bit of straight up ska. This one kind of falls into that later category a bit more. It's called Too Rad to Be Sad, and it's on the band's new album, Rude and Lovely, which came out July 10th on Pirate Press Records. So enjoy this one. Nice way to end the podcast here. Feeling good with A100s and Too Rad to Be Sad.